Welcome back to Real Estate and You on Cool 100. We've got some pretty interesting stuff going on. Claire's here to help me a little bit with this. Open houses.
We have three of them this weekend. The first one's going to be 3023 Champion Circle. It's a brand new construction.
Very, very nice.
A beautiful three bedroom, two and a half bath.
One of my favorite floor plans in the whole world.
I love that floor plan. Open and airy, double oven.
Jim Mitchell Construction.
Yes, nicely.
I want to tell you one thing about this house. And it is neat, and there's a few houses we've done this in, and I think Jim does it most of his now, but it costs a lot. It costs double to insulate this house that does a normal house. But we've got some pictures on our website you can see, but they foam everything. It's literally like an ice chest in the house. I mean, it's that good.
Well, we walked through it the other day when it was 95 degrees outside. Obviously, there's no air conditioner. There's not even a unit there.
It's not even there yet.
And it was cool and 70 degrees inside.
I mean, I'm going to tell you, your bills will be nothing.
Yeah, it'll cut your bills in more than half. Second, we have North Van Buren, 107 North Van Buren. Kelly Cave's going to hold that one open. It's a nice three-bedroom, two-bath, located about two blocks from Beauregard, so it's in a great area. It would be great for a first-time home buyer.
Huge workshop in the back.
A nice, huge workshop. If you have, you know, crafts or hobbies that you like to do, there's plenty of room for you to expand on all that.
Well, I will tell you, that I taped that house myself, helped Kelly tape it.
Mm-hmm.
It is bigger than what's on the tax office. So, just FYI.
Okay. Lastly, we have 3614 Sunset Drive. It's a brand new listing. It's listed at $169.5. It's got huge walk-in closets, hardwood floors, convenient to just about everything in town.
Circle Drive. It's on Sunset, it's important. It's got a circle drive.
Yes, it has a circle drive. It'll be open from 2 to 4 this Sunday.
And it's got two storage buildings in the back. One he uses for a workshop and one just for storage, which... You know, no, there's no such thing as too much storage.
No, too much closets, too much storage. And then Elaine West will be at the office from 1 to 4 if you have any questions on any properties. If you can't remember these open houses, just give Elaine a call at 949-5575 and she can let you know where they are.
Or you can always go to sallison.com, the website. We've got it ready for you. We've got some hot new listings, too. Actually, the one she was just talking about on Van Buren, which you can see Sunday, but it actually is a very nice little house. And it's kind of a fixer-upper. It still needs a little stuff. But the garage part, I'm going to say, which he uses for a work part, I'm going to say he could put four or five cars in that garage. Pretty easy.
Never too much garage space either.
Never too much. Yeah, we have an ongoing joke. I just need a six-car garage and a TV. That's all I need. I'm good.
We have another new listing. It's 234 Loch Ness Road, and Donna Hovlock just listed that one. It is also a three-bedroom, two-bath. Nice two-story house, 2,500 square feet, so it's got plenty of room to expand.
Kind of a neat, I don't know what you call that style. It's kind of a modern-looking style. It's a neat-looking house. It's worth going by to look at.
And Joyce Shelton, she just listed one at 1814 Shady Point Circle. Ooh, I love this house. It is also two-story. It's an A-frame house. It's got a nice little storage area in the front. It's three-bedroom, two-bath. Beautiful view of the lake. Beautiful dock.
Well, let me tell you about this house. I actually, our own Gil Moore used to own this house
a
long, long time ago. The lady has fixed it up. It's literally...
it's a dollhouse.
Yeah, I knew you were good. I'm glad you said that. But it really is, and the furniture goes with it. She's going to leave all the furniture.
She's going to leave all the furniture.
A lot of our Midland Odessa friends can come by this house for a lake house and not worry about anything. One thing that they were talking about, well, there's an island right in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from being on the lake and living in several lake houses and having several boats, let me tell you how cool that part is. When you get out of your boat and you tie it up to your dock, that blocks, when all the other boats come by, it blocks all those waves from coming and crashing your boat into your dock and beating the heck out of your boat. It's perfect. And you're still on the main body of the lake. That's how. And what's it priced at for a lake house? $2 something.
$244.5, and that includes the furniture.
I mean, that will sell. Now, before the rain, I don't know if it would have sold or not. But the lake, like Jeremy just said earlier, is 100% on Nasworthy. I'm going to predict that house will sell before the end of the month.
I'm going to agree with you.
Because it's and even the furniture's cute that goes with it.
It's nice furniture.
Boat dock, the whole thing, it'll work.
We also have a newly reduced property. It's 122 Laura Drive. It's been reduced to 159. I cannot believe this house is not sold already.
It will for 159.
It's three bedroom, three bath, over 2,200 square feet.
In that Wall School District?
In the Wall School District, but still close to town. It's right next to the base.
$159,000 to go to Wall? And we were talking about, well, the baseball team, the football team, the, as you know very well,
the golf team,
the girls' basketball team. You know, my daughter went to Wall. I think Wall's an awesome school.
It is an awesome school.
So, and Wall School District for $159,000 is hard to find, I guarantee you. I'm going to give out on a limb on this one. End of the month, this one's gone too.
Okay. I'll take you up on
that. Our little subdivision, Champion Circle. You notice what happened last week alone?
Three of the houses that were for sale are under contract.
And three lots are under contract.
Yep.
This last week, I'm going to tell you, and then this is before the rain. With the rain, and folks, I keep saying this and people are laughing at me, but if you're from West Texas, you know what I'm talking about. Water is so important. When we're worried about drought and this and that, and if we water our yards or wash our cars, now all of a sudden our lakes are full, you're going to see people spending money, and it's going to happen, I promise you. You know, one thing, Livingston, we're having the ranch, and listen to Granddad and Dad talking, well, if it rains, I thought, why in the world they keep talking about rain? You know, as a little kid. Well, those ranchers, if they don't have to feed the cows, that means they can go buy a new Cadillac. If they have to feed the cows, they can't. Folks, it rained. Do you know about the farmers in Wall?
Oh, my
gosh.
They're
happy people.
I know they are happy people.
Just remember this. This is my prediction. The real estate market is going to be awesome. It'll probably be, yes, last year was one of the best, well, the best year ever in my 30 years. This year's going to beat last year.
I agree. Well, and just this weekend, we were talking.
Without the 10 inches, I would not have said that.
No, and just this weekend when it would have rained, this is going to be the huge difference in especially lake property. We didn't have hardly any showings last month because who wants to buy a lake property if they're worried there's not going to be a lake?
Well, now put your boat in the water, yeah.
Yeah, now that's not a fear factor anymore.
Well, and what about one of our other new developments, K&A Development, Industrial Park?
Oh, it's got the electricity's going in, the roads are almost
done.
The water's in. The roads are getting done. It's got water taps. Now
there's 18 tracks out there. They're 10-acre tracks, commercial for the most part, but it's also where it's multi-use. We have one guy I know for sure. He's doing his commercial building in the front and building his house in the back. And then several other tracks are going to be totally commercial with limitations and stuff. But we have four already under contract.
Correct.
The roads are in, and the utilities are just now coming. Electricity's just coming. We got that negotiated, all good. And that's a county road.
Yes.
Which is a huge, huge deal.
The owners will not have to maintain it.
You know, water, county road, electricity, huge things. And it's, if you think about it, you got the Merchant Highway on one side of you, and you got the Midland Highway on the other side of you. So either way through.
It's right there between Buffalo Heights and Grape Creek.
But just that we're talking about a little bit about rain, I'm going to say one thing in doing it in the development business. And my partner was telling me that we were having to haul water to do the roads, to even doing them. Because of this rain, we just saved $20,000 in hauling water. So see how that trickles, and then you can, no new Cadillacs for us, but, you know, it's still money that you have that you can actually, you know, put back into the economy.
Yes. Let's just talk about, we still have 2309 Clubhouse Lane. It's a three-bedroom.
It's like brand new.
It is. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's patio home in Benwood Estates, custom built. Again, three-bedroom, two-bath, great dining room. There's unbelievable storage, solid surface countertops, engineered wooden and tile flooring, real tall ceilings. Can't believe this one's still available, too. It's listed at $282,000.
Well, and there's very few houses under $300,000 in Bentwood for sale right now.
No, and it's beautiful.
And it literally is like brand new. And one, you remember my prediction last week? I told you when Mitchell lowered that one in Champion Circle to $239,900.
It's gone.
It's under contract.
It's under contract.
I think that was one of the best buys in Southwest San Angelo. And, you know, Claire, one thing we didn't talk about, which we need to really address, where they can listen to this radio show and all our radio shows, for one thing, is they can go to sallison.com, you know, and we'll have, in fact,
it's,
we've got.
It's not just our listings. It's every listing that's available on the MLS. You can research.
Actually, or not just, but for sure, every listing in MLS, which, you know, Jeremy brought up that one thing when people are looking, especially in the younger generation,
mm-hmm.
and I say that even us now, they go to the website. And when we get calls, they say, you know, Scott, we looked on your website and we saw this house, this house, this house. You know, if you think about it, when they come into our office, we take them into our media room, and we go through it, and they say, well, I want a split-bedroom house. Well, we can look at pictures and say, well, that one won't work, that one won't work, and kind of get closer to what they need. So remember, always you can always go to our website, and I can say this because I have nothing to do with it, don't have a clue how to do it, but Gail Moore does it for us, and our website's easy to use because I can use it, and it's cool, isn't it?
And it's not only just for houses that are for sale, but also if you're looking for rental property, you
yes.
can go to our rental the rental icon, and it has everything that's going to be available, everything that is available, and it has all the information just like the houses that are for sale.
I'm glad you brought the rentals. Folks, just real quick, I'm going to phase off one more deal. But we actually do have four or five rentals available right now. So if you go to salsa.com, you can look those up, or you can call us at 949-5575 and holler at us and we'll tell you. Because just last week we had no rentals. We just have some that came
up. They pretty much fly off the shelves.
But I'm going to tell you this, especially if you're looking for under $1,000, of course I want you to do business with Scott Allison Real Estate. But if you find anything that fits your needs and that's what you're looking for as in a rental, you need to jump all over it.
It won't be there next week.
They're not. And I'm going to predict it's going to get hotter and hotter and hotter in that field. So remember, listen to Cool 100 for Real Estate New every Sunday morning, 10 to 10:30. Or go to salallison.com to check any of our shows. And we appreciate you listening very, very much. If you have any comments or you want any of your questions answered on the air, we'll be happy to do that. You can email us at salallison.com. Or you can call me at 949-5575. And let me tell you what, and we'll research it for you, and we'll bring the answer to you. You have a wonderful week, and we'll catch you next week.